This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House says President Donald Trump is experiencing mild symptoms after testing positive for the coronavirus along with the First Lady. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
COVID-19 had reached into the West Wing, but it's now in the Oval Office. President Trump testing positive for a virus that's killed more than 205,000 Americans.
The president does have mild symptoms.
Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the president's energetic and in good spirits. The administration's still struggling to explain why the president traveled to New Jersey for a fundraiser yesterday after finding out a top aide who'd flown with him during the week was already positive.
It was deemed safe for the president to go.
Spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany did not explain why the president didn't tell the crowd in New Jersey that he'd been exposed to the virus. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Leaders and prominent figures from around the world Friday sent their best wishes to President Donald Trump and his family after he announced that he and the First Lady had tested positive for coronavirus. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres sent his best wishes to President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump for a quick and complete recovery. The head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said in Geneva that his wish was that Trump and his wife have a full and speedy recovery.
I want to start today by wishing them both a full and swift recovery. Our prayers are with them.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who had his own bout with COVID-19 earlier this year, sent his best wishes to the President and First Lady. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Russian President Vladimir Putin, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel are also among those who wished the President well. This is VOA News.